This is Eminem, radio, Eminem, radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem, radio, Eminem, radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. That's right, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus. That's why we're here. But of course, I cannot do the show solo. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much again for tuning in to your girls right here on, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, man. Listen, we got a lot of ground to cover this episode. Misa has a fresh don't be salty on her mind, so don't miss it. We're going to tell you all the things that's got us salty this week in about 8 more minutes.
Listen, we got to shout out our Patreon family, our Patreon subscribers and community. We love you so much. Hey, Patreon, we just want to take a moment to say thank you for always being so supportive of Eminem Live Radio, regardless of whatever tier you support. We thank you so much, and we do not take you for granted. But hey, listen, if you are interested in getting involved in the community, being a part of Eminem Live Radio's team through Patreon, you can check out our description below. Mia, I'm ready for a brand new show.
Let's get into a new show with some new music right here. Don't go anywhere on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Ooh, I know they sick. Ooh, I know they sick. How you got this before GTA 6? All the real rock stars, they don't even play guitar. Why would you play yourself when you could play your part?
The dough. Knock, knock. It's 2 in the moon.
Two of America's most wanted. Magic and Bird gotta wait on it. Give me the beat, I'ma skate, skate on it. Lay guard, I gotta vacate on it. All I want now is an arm with a day, day on it. Nice.
Truck got spree well.
On it.
Black car went down.
On it.
Got hand, got nails.
On it.
So my eyes, no scales on it.
Ooh, I know they sick. Ooh, ooh, I know they sick. How you got this before GTA 6? All the real rock stars, they don't even play guitar. Why? Would you play yourself when you could play your part?
It's a Mona Lisa summer.
They better watch out. It's an H2 Hummer, so
they better watch out.
Stone Cold, she a stunner.
They better watch out.
Already went dumb, now we going dumber.
They say I'm a new because I dress in black. They say I'm a new because I dress in black.
Keep it 100,
Bobby.
Beg your pardon,
Dolly. I pull up in the vintage Tommy. Who a problem?
Nobody. I'm getting better with time.
The older the berry, the sweeter the wine.
Die, die, die.
I'm killing these doubts that creep in my mind.
I'm ready to rap. Full time, part time, OT.
And we running it back to back to back to below.
01,
02, Kobe.
And I'm standing on both feet. What's up? First of the month I woke up.
You know what came down when the praise go up?
What's that?
2 doors on a Lambo truck.
Spinning Vans on a new sofa.
Sit back.
In the gym and I got yoked up.
Six pack.
Think about it, got me all choked up. I got the most high, but I ain't smoked up.
My God is big, my team go big, they zag, we zig. My rose say fierce, I sip, don't swig. Jesus lives.
They say I'm a lunatic because I dress in black. They say I'm a lunatic because I dress in black. That.
It's a Mona Lisa summer.
They better watch out.
It's an H2 Hummer, so
they better watch out.
Stone Cold, she a stunner. Play yourself when you could play your part.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and we're from your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. We exist to help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus. That's right. Thank you so much for tuning in. And shout out to everyone that is supporting us through Patreon. We love you so much, and we are so grateful for all the investment you have given towards Eminem Live Radio. Mia, I'm so excited about this conversation. conversation right here. We are about to talk about small steps that makes big growth. And when I tell you, Mia, this is just something that is so near and dear to my heart. This is one small change that helped radically grow my faith. And I want to share it with you right now. But Mia, just leading up to how we even got to this conversation, I work at Stockbridge Community Church. Mm-hmm. And us as a staff, we tend to read these books about leadership and how to grow. And I came across this one that we read one season, and it was called The Compound Effect. And the overall thought process of The Compound Effect is just talking about how we can get 1% better and do one thing consistently every single day, and that will just generate compounding results. And I thought it was just so awesome how reading that book, it just opened up my eyes to so many different things. Because, you know, a lot of times, Mia, we tend to feel like when we want to get better or when we want to improve to do something, we have to do step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or we have to do plan A through plan F. And if we do these things, then that's what's going to create these awesome results. When in all actuality, no, it's not. If you get better by 1%, every single day, that is going to create so much growth and so much development. And the book, I really encourage you to get the book. It's by Darren Hardy. And he talked about this one illustration that had stuck out to me. And when I tell you, I'm taking that with me for the rest of my life. He talked about how significant 1% could be. And I was thinking when I was reading the book, I'm like, 1% is not really making that much of a difference.
Right.
But it truly does. And this illustration is what stood out to me. So he said, if there was a plane that was leaving from California and its original destination was New York, it'll get from California to New York and no problem. But if that same plane, the nose of the plane's direction shifted by 1% in a direction, it will no longer have the destination of making its way to New York. It will then end in Atlanta. And I'm like, wow, that's how different and how vast and how significant 1% is. So he married that idea of that 1%, of that one shift of going in a different direction, making a world of a difference. Mm. And I was just thinking about this, you know, there's so many people out there that's trying to work on their relationship with God and grow in their relationship with God. And you and I have been talking a whole lot about devotion lately and what that looks like. I wanted to ask you, you know, when it comes to your personal reflection, what's one small spiritual habit that you've seen that has made a huge difference in your faith?
I think for me, I would say the biggest shift that's happened in my walk has been after me reading my Bible every day. I think that's been the biggest thing. Let's now really thinking about it in real time. Not just me reading the Bible, but me applying the Bible has really, when you read things like be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah, you can read it every day, but you really don't put the Bible to work until somebody really tests your patience.
Yeah.
So it's one thing to what does the scripture say where it says to be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word.
Yep.
And that has grown me because even finding practical ways to put it into practice. I know for me personally, I'll think of the scripture or like say if I'm going into a hard conversation or a tense conversation, I'll say certain scriptures to remind myself what the tone of the conversation is. And then I try to think of practical ways for me to, okay, how can I now put this into practice? Okay, before I respond, I take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm. Like deep inhale.
I take slow to speak seriously. Okay. So I put it in practice just because I want to actually live this out. Seeing that and doing that, I've seen a big shift in how I handle conflict and how I deal with my relationships. Mm-hmm. It not only helps the relationship better, but ultimately I think it makes me better too.
Yeah.
I've seen that over time. What has been a shift you've seen?
I think for me, it has been reading my Bible. And when I tell you it's been so easily practical for me, I use the Bible app. Like when I tell you the daily scripture, if there's moments where I feel like, which of course, like I told you before, I read my Bible 7:30 every single morning. I allocate that time specifically to God. Before I had gotten so deep in my devotion to God, it truly was, okay, well, how can I get 1% better? Mm-hmm. How do I go from not reading my Bible at all, but my destination is having this devotion with God? How do I get here when right now I'm not even reading or even looking at my physical Bible that's been sitting on my coffee table and has been a beautiful decoration for a long, like, I'm just being honest right now. Like, it's been a beautiful decoration for the longest, a beautiful book. I have a beautiful Bible.
It's opened at Psalms 91.
And I don't even know what it says, right? I have no idea. But how do I go from not reading my Bible at all to eventually having this deep devotion for God on a daily basis? And my 1% in my faith was the Bible app. Like, it was a daily scripture every single day.
I'm not going to hold you. Reading your Bible more, your devotion for God grows more.
It does.
It grows tremendously.
It does.
I wish I could understand it, but I know, you know, there's that scripture in the Bible where it says all scripture is God-breathed, mm-hmm. and it has a way of correcting us, or it just has a way of molding us, correcting us, in the best way possible, though. And I don't know about you, but there was a point in time where I would be so overwhelmed, bro. I would be like, okay, because the Bible's so big and it's so much of it. 66 books, you know, so many chapters, so many great stories, and it's all so good. But you're like, where do I start?
Yeah.
Do I start in Genesis? Uh-huh. Oh, wait, no, it's too basic. I'll go ahead and start the New Testament. Wait, the Gospels. What about the Gospels? I can't forget the Gospels. You know, so it's like you get overwhelmed. And I don't know if you ever felt like this, but I will always be like, am I doing this right? I think that's where the perfection culture tries to come in. Like, am I doing this right? Am I reading the right scriptures? And should I be, where should I start in a specific place? But when I tell you, the biggest thing that I've done has been just open it up and read something.
Yeah.
What Nehemiah talk about? I know nobody talk about Nehemiah all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, then you never know what you get out of it. Because one of the biggest things I've heard Kimo say, shout out to him, where it's not about what we get out of the Bible, is about what it gets into us. And yes. Boy, when it gets into you, you're not going to be able to stay away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? The reason why I feel like I've loved this 1% rule so much is because I feel like it's applicable to anybody, and anybody can do it. Anybody, everybody can figure out what that 1% in a direction can be, and you can progressively do it over time.
And
over time.
I love hearing you give that illustration from the book of the nose of the airplane shifted just 1% and how it goes into a complete different destination. Misa, I don't think you understand how encouraging that is. Like, I love hearing you share that book, and I'm grateful for that book, sharing that illustration, because you know how I'm not going to lie to you, because when you say 1%, I'm like, nah, dog, let me do 5. Like, you know, like, let me do 50. And it's like, no, if you only, that illustration showing you the big difference, 1% every single day, how you can be from January to December, you can be in a whole different place. Mm-hmm. You reading that devotional every single day, and it may not feel a lot. You want to do the study. You want to get the book. You want to do the color coding, highlighting. Yeah. But what if just the small devotion every day, reading from the Bible app, you're way more farther than where you were before. Mm-hmm. Your devotion grows tremendously. Mm-hmm. I think there's something about that is so encouraging. And even also, maybe to some people, I know for me, like, there's a big relief that comes out of that, because you think you're doing things wrong and you think you should be doing things a certain way, when really you're on the right track and you're doing something. The 1% is enough.
But when it comes to the 1%, Mia, I know a lot of people may be feeling to themselves that, okay, well, how do I approach this 1%? Like, do I take a big step? Do I go slow and steady? For you, how do you approach growth in your life, in your faith? Do you go slow and steady? Do you go all at once? How do you approach that?
Boy, I don't know. Were we talking about this today? I'm not sure, but I used to be an all at once type of chick. All right, take everything out the fridge. We clearing out the entire fridge. We eat nothing but vegetables. Or, you know, delete all the apps off the phone.
Right.
And I only want the Bible app.
Mia, okay, speak on that. Because when I tell you, Mia is one of the most devoted people. Like, when I tell you, if I need a prayer to go up to the Lord, she got it on Amazon Prime. It's going straight up quickly to the Lord, all right? Straight to the upper room. You have always been such a devoted, diehard, super faithful Christian, and I've always looked up to you and admired you in that. But talk about that, because when I tell you, you have been so, when it comes to growth, if Mia's going to fast, she's fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. she's going all the way in. And I've always admired that about you. And even when it came to like deleting all of your social media apps, Mia at one time, at 1 year, she was like, I'm not going to be on social media for 2 years. And I'm like, but I want for you to post for my birthday.
but look at the reel I sent.
But look at the reel that I made. I thought it was real funny. You know what I'm saying? But Mia's committed. Like when I say she's committed, she's so committed to anything and everything. And when it comes to big steps in the faith, you're like the number one person that I think about.
Oh wow, bro.
So how do you approach that? Or do you still approach your faith journey like that?
I'm not going to lie to you. Hearing you say all those things, I was like, "Dang, how do I do that?" For me, the biggest thing that has helped is not showing up perfect, but just showing up. Mm. It's funny you talk about me fasting because I've had days where I was hungry and I snuck in a scoop of macaroni and cheese. but I felt so bad. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I remember this. That literally happened. I'm not like just saying that.
Uh-huh.
That happened last month, actually. And I felt so bad. Like the guilt that came over me, I was like, dang, Lord, he can't use me. Lord, I'm damaged good. I'm one of your weak soldiers, Lord. I'm not fit. And as I was going up the stairs after I ate my scoop of mac and cheese, God was like, there's no condemnation. Mm. Don't do it again.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's it?
Yeah.
And I think there's something so... We really underestimate that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When you have people, one, in the world that we live in, full of cancel culture and things like that, and you have to show up a certain way. Instagram, you got to show up perfect. Show the highlight reel. Don't show your bad stuff. Only show the good stuff.
Yes.
And even for ourselves, for some people, and you and I both know this, we're our hardest critics. So it don't matter what you say. I'm going to keep reminding myself and playing it over and over again. But when you hear something like, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, just don't do it again. And I was talking to Kimo about it. And he was like, that's like what he said to the woman who was committing adultery. Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, I think that's one thing that helps the 1% is you not showing up perfect, but you showing up. Just still showing up even when you fall down.
Yeah.
You know what the Bible talking about, a righteous man falls down 7 times and gets up again. You know,
ooh, yeah.
Donnie McClurkin was onto something. We fall down, but we get up. But a saint is just a sinner.
Yeah.
Who fell down.
Come on.
And got up. That man was cooking. He was cooking. Give that man a Grammy. Does he have a Grammy for that for real?
Like, yeah. Well, I will say this. Oh, man, Mia.
We got to have him on. Donnie. Uncle Donnie. You got to come to the show, man.
You preach that thing. I will tell you this. I will say this. On the other hand, I'm the tortoise in the story. I'm the tortoise and the tortoise in the hare. And I'm completely different from you. I will say this. I love that you said that you... just show up. It may be imperfect, but you're present. You're showing up every single day. And that's how you handle it when you kind of go all in real, real fast, doing your thing. Like you're 100%, right? For me, there's moments where I'm like, I'm not quite sure if I'm all the way there yet. And I had, and a lot of times in the past, I've compared my devotion to your devotion.
No, same. Same.
And I'm thinking to myself, man, Mia is only eating rocks. And I can't even look away at an Oreo.
I said, Misa reading all these books and I keep reading Garfield. I need to dumb it up, Mia.
You gotta dumb it up.
Pick up that book.
But how realistic is that though? Yeah. Like, how honest and how vulnerable is that? There's been some moments where I have compared myself to you, my sister. Mm-hmm. And I know that you've been out there comparing your devotion and your walk and your journey and your current situation with your neighbor or somebody else that's close to you. You know what I'm saying? So I think that for me, even though that I might be slow and steady, the way that I adjust to the small incremental growth or the way that I approach growth is slow and steady, that's okay.
Because yeah,
God's going to meet you there. Mm-hmm. God's going to meet you there, but still show up. Mm-hmm. Even in that slow and steady, that's all he wants. Mm-hmm.
That's your devotion. Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, we got a lot of great things coming up. Let us know where you guys stand in the conversation. We want to hear you commenting below if you're watching. But listen, let's go ahead and get into the next thing.
Yo. The world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
Me as a brand new week, what's got you salty?
Here's what's got me salty. The Love Island reunion. First of all, I want my life back. I've given too much of my life, of my social media time, of my scroll to this show. And I'm salty that it's taken up so much time and so much of my life. I'm salty at how the reunion went. I'm salty at people not standing on business. And also, I'm just salty at just the fact that, Misa, so many things. And I know you don't. You hear this lightly because you don't watch the show. But anyone who knows, knows. You know, I can't even go full in depth in it. But no, the interviews that's been dropped. Oh, dude, I just want my life back, man. I want my life back. What was life like before Love Island Season 7? I don't know what it was, but I want it back because I'm salty that it's consumed so much.
Really?
It's so much.
Was it a bad reunion?
It was just, how's the best way for me to put this? People, I wish some people were meaner, and they were. But if I could be transparent, and people who know have seen this show know what I'm talking about. Two black queens, Shelly and Alandria, love them, classy. They've been hit hard after the show's aired, and they've been back in the States off the show with racism, a lot of different things. Hmm. That's it. So they've really been really classy about how they've been handling things. And other people who, you know, won't be named, have who claim to be their friends, weren't standing up for them, so on and so forth. And, you know, some hard conversations, of course, are being had. They're always had at reunions for any reality TV show. Yes. And they were the classy queens that they were, handling every bit of disagreement, every bit of conflict with grace. And I was like, I wish you would just rip her apart. I wish you would just call her out. I wish you would. But it's kind of like, I love that you're classy and you're so poised and you're so graceful. But just cuss her out just once.
No.
Just once. Because you making me, I know I can't do it. So you at least got to do it for me. You know? So it's just little things like that. Where I was kind of like, man, yeah, shout out to you. But you're better than me.
Mm.
You know?
Mia.
It's little things like that.
This is... Okay. Mia, don't be salty.
Dang, Mia, so I wish you watched the show.
So don't be salty. Because it's the season finale. It's the... What is it? The reunion?
Yeah.
Which means it's about to be over with.
It's over.
And you can have your life back. You can go back to your regularly scheduled program. Find something else to watch on Netflix. And do your thing. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong.
Comment below some more shows I can watch. Because I'm a...
You need to watch Bible Man.
Bible Man?
Yeah.
Now, what streaming service is that on? The same one VeggieTales is on? Which I will watch, by the way. Yeah. All right, Misa, for real. Now, Misa's Don't Be Salty is fresh. So, Misa, what's got you salty?
I'm very, very salty, if you can't tell. I'm very, very salty. And the reason being is because where we live here in Georgia, we have a stadium-like area, like an amphitheater that's near us, near me, where I live. And I have a friend that works at this amphitheater, and she's able to grant us tickets, free comp tickets to whatever, wherever concert, whoever comes into town, right? I told her, I said, hey, friend, let me know when Usher Raymond is in town. She said, all right, cool, bet. We're getting ready to record this show. And she sends me a picture of Usher Raymond performing at this said amphitheater. Mm-mm. My heart is broken. My heart is broken. I had a legend, 10 minutes from my house. Mm. He's not coming back.
Not this close.
He's not coming
back.
He's
going to be either in the Mercedes-Benz.
I could have seen Usher for free.
For 10 minutes. For 10 minutes from your
house. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I would have been on that stage, Mia.
We could have invited him to church.
Hey. My husband just said this, and I know exactly what y'all thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. I know exactly what you're thinking. Hold your horses, okay? Misa. You gonna be let Usher just serve you some cherries? No. My husband said that I'm allergic. That's the story that I'm sticking to. I'm salty.
Any advice?
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so mad.
Oh my gosh.
I'm still so mad.
Man.
I'm still so mad.
Okay, Misa. Okay, listen. Don't be salty. Because we'll keep this for the archive. We will see Usher again.
In heaven?
Misa, what did I just say?
That's what people say.
No.
Right. We'll see him again.
No, we will see him again. We have done work with his foundation, his nonprofit. And I just feel like it's not out of reach for us to be able to meet Usher.
My heart's broke.
Misa.
These are my confessions.
We're going to keep this because when it happens, it's only crazy till it happens. We're going to keep this for the archives because when it happens, we're going to refer back to this. And just know, faith said so. So you're going to see him again.
Okay, Mia.
In more of a personal aspect.
That's a very churchy thing to say.
Watch.
I believe it. Faith the size of a mustard seed.
The 1%. Thank y'all for listening this week to Don't Be Salty, man. Whatever's going on in your life, if it's got you salty, don't worry, man. Look on the upside. There's always a brighter side. Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. And let's get back into some more music, man. Listen, don't go anywhere. You're listening to your girls right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Don't go anywhere.
We going brick for brick, yeah. We going brick for brick, okay. We going brick for brick, yeah. We going brick for brick.
Let go.
Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. We going brick for brick,
yeah.
We going brick for brick.
Let go.
We going brick for brick. We going brick for brick.
Let go.
Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up.
I keep a hammer and talk my shooting. I'm out here building, I keep me a tool. When I say brick, I got nothing to do with hoping. Building a body up, that's what we doing. We here forever until they come get us. I'm building faith up from summer to winter. You pick the season, it really don't matter. Cause all of them mine, I know I'm a winner. Call for the bricks, I ain't talking about work. Might get to work in that word in your spirit. Stomping on serpents, I'm feeling like Kirk. Foundation firm, but this ain't for appearance. I build my house on a rock. They build their house on the sand. Might bring a flood to your city. Hope what you building gon' last. Cause we going brick for brick.
Yeah.
We going brick for brick.
Okay.
We going brick for brick.
Yeah.
We going brick for brick.
Let go.
Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. We going brick for brick.
Yeah.
We going brick for brick.
Let go.
We going brick for brick. We going brick for brick.
Let go.
Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up.
Craig going brick for brick, I go strip for strip. Bible so heavy, I walk with a limp. Scoring these souls, we like Jordan and Pimp. I'm fading and delve, I miss a bit Tim. Keeping my body so holy a church. Persuade me to sin, I step on your turf. Gotta excuse me, your mouth like Peter. Cause by God, I come with that heater. Jesus the answer, so boy, you can't test me. Water my neck, just call me a jet ski. Drawing my moves, these heathens some sketchy. Devil so chicken, I hit him with 10 P's. Keen on my job, can't find this on Indy. Sign to Jesus, I move like an indie. Building this temple, he changing my mental. We really the bricks, Ephesians. We going brick for brick. 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 Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up.
We going brick for brick. 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 Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up. Stack it up, stack it up, stack it up.
Welcome back to your number one source of inspiration for this generation, and we are going in.
Going And
as always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and we're from your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio, and we are just talking about how the 1% rule can make a world of a difference in your faith walk with God. Mia, I wanted to ask you, because we talked so much about the journey and what it looked like for you to give 1% and get better over time. Could you think about a time where, you know, a small act of obedience led to unexpected growth in your life and in your faith?
A small act of obedience. Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say?
You know what? For me, because I thought about that question myself. And I know that we've talked time and time again about, you know, different acts of faith and different things that that prepares your spirit to receive what God has for you. And for me personally, it has been fasting. I've been doing this this regular routine fast with a friend of mine. She's new in the faith. And she told me about, you know, what she was believing in God for. And she said, I would want to encourage for you to join this, be on this journey with me. So of course I'm very supportive, and I'm like, I know that I can get something out of this too. Personally, I'm a routine thing for my faith to be fasting and believing in God for certain things, but also just preparing myself to just develop stronger so that I can say no to whatever, so that I can say yes to what's best. And that's God, and just dying to my flesh. And for me, it was fasting. And I feel like that unexpected step of obedience has gotten me to a point where if there's anything that I need to restrain myself from or make a decision from or even hear from God clear on, I'm able to do it a whole lot quicker.
Yeah.
Because I've been able to die to my flesh and deprive myself of things that my body desires, like sugar or hanging out if I don't need to be hanging out. You know what I'm saying? But if there's any moment where I need to hear from God, I kind of kick back to the times where I was fasting, and I'm like, okay, God, I want to hear from only you. Mm-hmm. I want to turn my face, I want to turn my spirit, my physical body away from all the things of this world so that I could hear you clearly. And there's been moments where God has opened up my spiritual ears and even my physical ears to the point where whatever he needed for me to do, whatever decision, big decision that I had to make, I was able to make it clearly, quickly, and in a place of peace because I had exercised that part of my spiritual well-being.
Man, let me tell you something about fasting. If you want to be obedient and learn what it means to sacrifice and learn what self-control is and learn what discipline is, fast. Nothing, I feel like, I won't say unpopular opinion. My personal opinion is fasting will teach you that, hands down.
Yeah.
It'll teach you it quick. But there's so many benefits that come with fasting too that I wish more people understood the power that comes behind it. So yes, I co-sign everything you said.
Yeah.
I've personally grown so much. Man, talk about growing in your faith. Have you turned down a meal? Have you not eaten
all day
for 72 hours but been on your face? Boy, yeah, that's gonna grow you. Gonna grow some hair on your chest too.
It'll do that. It'll do that too. Now, I wanted to also kind of go into even some scriptural basis and some support, because I know that we may have some people that are watching and might be like, I mean, well, what do you mean, like this whole like 1% thing? Like, is that even biblical? And I don't think, of course, in the Bible it says specifically 1%. This is kind of like a principle that someone had adopted and created so that it was able to help people like us. But I wanted to go to a scripture really quickly just to kind of support the fact that when it comes to making small steps, because that's what we're talking about. The basis of what we're talking about is making small, continuous, faithful steps every single day. How much of a difference, how much compounding results you'll see just by making that 1% decision, that 1% step in a direction will help you. I want to go to the word really quickly, and I kind of like look these up.
Go do it.
I want to go to it real quick. Look at this. Zechariah 4:10. It says, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. That's all you need.
Read the last part.
For the Lord rejoices to see the work begin.
Oh my gosh.
Like, break
it down.
The Bible
is so great.
Break it down.
God is just joyful and rejoices at the fact that we're just beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how, like, how great that of a feeling that feels? Coming from somebody who always feels like you have to do the big thing. You have to do it all at once. All the time.
Yeah.
Perfect and show up. God is just rejoices at the fact that you're starting.
Mm-hmm.
And that you showed up. That your heart is there.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Oh, that's so beautiful.
But isn't that awesome? Like, I mean, I think that it's really cool that this scripture specifically says, do not despise these small beginnings. Because even the Lord knows, even God knows. Don't be scared. Don't be ashamed. Don't be frustrated with the small beginnings. Because why? God, the Lord, is excited to even see you start.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times have us as people, we've all been so wrapped up in the fact that we didn't start as big as we wanted to, or I'm not going as hard and as fast as Susie next door. But the fact that you're taking a step, this is another thing that my pastor, Pastor Jeff Dawes, he even shared with us. And this was from the book, it was a Stephen Covey book.
Oh, the 7 Habits.
Yes.
I remember reading that when I was
7 Habits of Highly Successful People.
Yes.
And one of the 7 habits that Pastor talked about was sharpening the saw. And I'm like, what do you mean sharpen the saw? And he said there was a story about some, I call them lumberjacks. I don't know what people that cut down trees. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call them a lumberjack because I feel like that's what lumberjacks do. So there were lumberjacks, and they were supposed to cut down these really big trees. You pick a tree, you got an axe, you cut it, right? And they're just chopping away. They keep chopping. They keep swinging. They keep chopping. They keep hitting this tree. Everybody else hitting this tree. Keep chopping, keep chopping, keep chopping. This one lumberjack would chop 7 chops, and he would go sharpen his saw.
His axe.
His axe. He would go back to sharpen his axe. Meanwhile, everybody else is just chopping. Like, they're going crazy. Like, there's wood chips flying all over the place. Mm. Then he would come back another day. He would chop the tree about 7 times. Mm-hmm. And he would go back and he would sharpen his axe. He would come back the next day and chop the tree 7 times. Sharpen his axe. And one of the other fellow lumberjacks came to him and was like, you're not doing a whole lot of work, sir. Like, I mean, why do you take these breaks? And he said, oh, that's so funny. And I'm paraphrasing literally. But he was like, oh, how funny it is that you think that I'm taking a break. I'm taking a break to sharpen my axe,
mm-hmm.
sharpen my saw.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if he were to do what everybody else is doing and keep chopping and keep chopping and keep chopping, you're going to get burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get tired. You're going to get weak. It's going to take a whole lot longer, because when you burn out like that, then what happens is you get so into the work of it.
The performance of it.
You work all of your energy out. And then what do? We take 4 days off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to look at another tree. But if you just stay consistent and sharpen that axe, sharpen that saw, take those 4 whacks, take a moment. The next day you come back, you approach it again. Because he was consistent every day, he chopped about 4 times and he sharpened his axe,
mm-hmm.
the tree fell before everybody else's tree did.
Mm.
But it was because he didn't allow himself to get so worked up. What he did was he created a plan and he did his 1%. And his 1% was going out, chopping 7 times, and sharpening his axe. Some people and the other lumberjacks were like, you're not going to cut down that tree, are you? You're kind of lazy. But that's exactly what we do as people. We label and we measure other people's efforts. We label and we measure other people's level of success. We label and measure all the time. all for us to not get into our minds that we don't have to start at 50%. We don't have to start at 90%. All you have to do is start at 1% and do that 1% that day. The next day you show up, 1%. The first day you show up and you read the Bible for 5 minutes. The next day you show up and you read for 5 minutes. The next day you show up and you read the Bible for how long? 5 minutes. Every single day, it makes a difference. And then you find that later on in that month, later on that that 30 days from the day that you started, you would have read was 30 days times 5, what's that? 150 minutes of reading the Bible. That's brand new knowledge. That's brand new devotion habits that have started from that first day of putting in 5 minutes.
I was going to say, I think even when you do the small steps, your devotion grows.
Yeah.
You know, like you start 5 minutes now. I mean, at least that's what it was like for me. I started I think I said this on the past show where my mentor had us only doing like spend 5 minutes with God, 5 minutes of stillness, 5 minutes in the gym. It was called a soft girl reset. Mm. And I was like, 5 minutes, I can do more than 5 minutes, but that was the max that we had to give. And then you find yourself after doing these small steps that you actually want more. So you'll do the 5 minutes, but then you'll maybe do another 5 minutes throughout the day. And then you'll probably want to end your night with God. And then maybe, okay, well, maybe let's do 10 minutes. And then you find yourself growing and growing, and this grows more and more. Your devotion grows more. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's even the beauty about it. While you were talking, I was remembering the fact that, or thinking about certain things in scripture, in the gospels, where Jesus honors the small things. Mm-hmm. Jesus didn't say, if you have faith the size of a watermelon.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't say, oh, to be the greatest in the kingdom, you need to go to seminary school, you need to know all the theology, you need to be my disciple, you got to be a part of one of the 12. No. With the woman who gave 2 coins, he wasn't like, what she think she's doing with these 2 coins?
Ooh, but, yeah.
Who brought in the millie? He didn't say, like, he said she... She's the most successful than all of them. He honored her more than all of them. He said, have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Mm-hmm. He said, to be the greatest in the kingdom, you have to have a childlike faith. But we're the ones who thought, man, the temple, they thought that was a balling, throwing all this money in. But Jesus was in awe of the woman who gave 2 coins.
Yeah.
He said that we can move a mountain. What math is that? Yeah. We can move a mountain with this 1%?
1%. 1%.
That you're the greatest in the kingdom if you have a childlike faith? No, I mean, I've been to school. I read my Bible. I know John in and out. But your faith has... What?
Yeah.
We think a lot of the times... I think Jesus is always honored, or God is in the midst of the big things and the big steps. I'm pretty sure the people in the temple, Sadducees, Pharisees, are the same thing. But Jesus, I think Jesus looked at the devotion of it all.
Yeah.
That's 1%. She touched the hem of my garment, that 1%. She went all over me.
Yeah.
She just touched the 1%.
Yeah.
Daughter, you're healed. Like, what? Like, thinking about that now was like, wow. I don't think that's far-fetched to say that Jesus honors the 1%.
Mm, my question to you is, do you have enough faith for the 1%?
That's good.
Do you have enough faith for the 1%? Because a lot of times we doubt the small things.
It takes faith.
It takes faith. It takes faith. There's a lot of people who want the big, want the great, but won't even do the small.
Can you steward the 1%?
Can you steward the 1%? Can you consistently show up and do 1%? All I'm asking for is 1%. But there are people that are wanting so much more. They want the great. Okay. However, they're not willing to do the small things. And a lot of times it takes the small things. If you even think about a child, you had to take baby steps in order to walk. Are you willing to take the baby steps in your faith, in your walk with God? So I don't know what that looks like for you. I'm not sure if that means you going to a church finding a church. After all these years, you've never been in church, and you've been out there in these streets. I don't know what your story is.
Or you got church hurt.
Or you got church hurt. I don't know what your story is. You haven't been in church. That's just the story right now. You haven't been in a very long time, and you're not quite sure what it's going to be like. Don't even worry about it. Will you do the small things and put on clothes just to go and step foot in the church? If you've been in church, are you willing to do the 1% and start serving in your church? What is it for you? Do you have the faith for the 1%? God is in the 1%. And he can meet you right where you are. Cooking.
That's so good, bro. Listen, before we end this segment, Misa and I have really been, or our whole team, even shout out to Kimo, we've all been really passionate about just what life looks like, not just this a moment, but what life looks like living this 1% as a believer.
Yes.
What it looks like to live a life of not perfection, but of devotion. And we want to personally invite, if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, whatever platform, we want to invite you to our webinar entitled The Blueprint, where we're going to dive into this in a way that I promise you, it will transform you the way it has transformed us.
Yeah.
Misa's seen it in me. I've seen it in her. We've seen it just looking in the mirror. We've seen the results by these small shifts that on grand scheme, people probably on the outside looking in would probably downplay. And it wouldn't seem like enough. But the things that God has downloaded in Misa and I, and the things that we've been living out personally, we want to help other people, other believers, live out this devoted life where you're able to go to a whole new level in your faith in a way that pleases God,
yeah,
but isn't to the usual standards that you've set or that the world has set.
That's
or
good.
Even that the church has set. So we want to invite you. It's September 8th and 9th. We want to encourage you, go to our Instagram at MM Live Radio and go to the link in our bio. Go, and it's free. It's absolutely free. We want you to be able to get this knowledge, man. It's been on our hearts to be able to do it. And we want you to be there because we want to see you grow in your faith.
Yes. Yes. Oh, man, this has been such a great conversation.
So good.
So good of a conversation, man. Let's go ahead and figure out what your 1% is, friend. But hey, in the meantime, in between time, we'll be right back. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
Go!
Welcome back to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for always supporting and loving on us. We would not be who we are had it not been for you. Now listen, just give us a moment. Give us a moment. We got something else we want to share with you, okay? Give us 60 seconds. We like to call this our 1 minute inspiration so that we can turn your day around in just that amount of time. My girl Mia has got you covered.
So some time ago, I felt really overwhelmed. I'll spare you the details, but the bottom line was that I felt frustrated, emotionally exhausted, and a little annoyed. I went on a walk and thought to myself, I'm going to listen to this new Sabrina Carpenter album to get my mind off of it. Now, I have nothing against Sabrina at all, but I couldn't even get through the first song without realizing this. I realized that I went to her album hoping to be comforted from my situation. I wanted to drown myself in the music and distract myself from expressing these emotions and heartaches that I had bottled up. So instantly, I turned off the album and I started pouring my heart out to God, y'all. Venting, crying, and even saying, I don't know what else to do. I played some worship music after that because, you know, it fit the vibe. And found myself going into this spontaneous worship. And would you believe that even after all of that, that the overwhelm and the immense weariness I was feeling left me. So how does this inspirational moment have to do with you or anything? What does this have to do with you? Because my friend, I want you to know that in his presence, there is freedom and comfort and hope and love. And before you run to anything to distract yourself from what you're feeling, I want to submit to you that you become a living psalm and give him your honesty, your heartache, your stress, your discomfort, and give it all to the Lord. And then worship him to remind your soul of who he is. I promise you, for real, it works. It is the best thing that you can.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now also, listen, tune in to MM Live Radio next week because like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place, but of course, we got to give credit where it's due.
MM Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by KE to the MO, Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa.
And executive producer Crystal Evans. And MM Live Radio is an MM Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like the media.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because that is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's MM Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.